Welcome to Miracles and Wellness Podcast. I'm Clarissa Booker, your holistic health coach and beauty expert. I know how stress can derail your well-being as an entrepreneur. I'll be sharing simple strategies to reduce stress, ditch stress eating, and replace other habits while energizing your day by incorporating more plants onto your plate. With small shifts that can boost your health, happiness, and productivity. Whether you're seeking guidance with weight loss, stress release, or just a moment to recharge, I invite you to join me. Let's optimize your wellness path. So be open to receive because I believe that miracles are for everyone. Let's go.
Hey there, my friend. How are you doing today? Hope you are having a wonderful day. So today we're going to talk a little bit about plant-based lifestyle and weight management. Especially as we get closer to the new year and you're feeling all inspired to elevate your goals. But realistically, you don't need the new year to take action and just change stuff up and go for a transformation. But one part of the PATH framework is thriving with a plant-based lifestyle because it has so many benefits, right? I mean, plant-based eating revolves around eating whole nutrient-dense foods that provide us with the essential vitamins and minerals and fiber that we need without the excess calories, okay? So to kickstart your weight loss journey, we want to focus on incorporating a variety of fruits and vegetables and whole grains, legumes, some nuts, and seeds into your daily meals, right? Just giving our body that yummy goodness of nutrients that it loves and craves, okay? We're not only nourishing our bodies, but we're also feeling full and satisfied at the same time. And I do know there are some skeptics out there, and that's fine. But yes, you will definitely get all your nutrients eating plant-based. But on that note, regardless of how you choose to nourish your body, whatever you choose to put in your vessel, in your body, you have to plan out your meals, point blank, or you will be lacking somewhere. It doesn't matter how you eat. So people just talking stuff about eating plant-based, they probably just don't have all the knowledge, and that's fine. That's fine. But you will get all your nutrients, including protein as well. All foods have protein, and there are some that have more than others. So incorporating and balancing your meal, regardless of how you're eating, okay? Because you still can be deficient if you're eating animal products, can't you? Yes. And honestly, your health is way more important than a piece of chicken. When you think about it, I'm just using chicken as an example. It could be steak or whatever product we like to throw in there. Your health is way more important than that. For those couple of minutes of what you might consider pleasurable to you. And honestly, you have to flavor your food. Because you know if you don't flavor your food, they're going to talk about you, right? You got to season your food. So regardless of whatever you are eating, you have to put some love into it. Cook with a little love, I like to say. Because look, we want to fight disease, not just focus on weight loss. There are so many ways to lose weight. You can, and if you want to, you can lose weight incredibly quickly. It will not be sustainable. And you know this because I'm sure some people do the yoga, they go up and down, but until you find something that's sustainable and make it a lifestyle, then there are going to be complications. And this also affects our health. So it's not just about weight loss. Here, we talk about holistic living, right? This is a lifestyle, something sustainable. And we want to incorporate taking care of ourselves as a whole. Our health is extremely important. And when we're eating plant-based, that's a priority. That just automatically comes. You start feeling these amazing benefits just take over, okay? So yeah, there's definitely many ways to lose weight. We want something sustainable because this is a lifestyle. We don't want anything that's restrictive and we want to nourish our body. Because look, chronic inflammation is a root cause of so many health issues. And when you eat plant-based, you're gonna get all the antioxidants, anti-inflammatory compounds that's gonna help mitigate inflammation, okay? So like fruits and your vegetables and the spices. It's gonna help contribute to your body's defense against oxidative stress. And just like I was saying before, there is definitely protein sources out there. I mean, there's tofu, there's legumes, there's grains like quinoa. I love quinoa, you know? So, and that's also something you can do if you want to replace rice because rice has a tendency to be a staple, right? So just putting some quinoa in there. Also, if you want to kick it up a notch with some extra flavor, instead of using water, use low sodium vegetable stock, right? Make your own stock. that's something you could do as well. So having a diverse selection of protein sources, right, that's going to help you have a well-rounded, balanced meal. And different foods have different calorie densities, so they can provide varying levels of energy for the same volume of food. And not all calories are created equal. I mean, you could easily see that comparing some broccoli or leafy greens to a bowl of candy, right? So we can think about that. So imagine you have a plate of leafy greens, let's use some spinach or kale, or replace that whatever you desire. If you don't like kale or spinach, that's fine. There's so many variations out there, okay? So find what works for you. And so these greens are going to have a higher water and fiber content, right? Making them low in calorie density. So you could fill your plate with more of these. So adding more plants onto our plate, right? Compared to a plate of processed or fried foods. And it's going to be higher in calorie density, okay? So a small portion of these foods can pack significantly more number of calories. So it's not even like you really have to technically count the calories. It's if you're paying attention to the quality of the food that you're eating, it's just going to happen naturally. And you're going to get full, right? You're going to get full a lot quicker from the water and the fiber content in there. And calorie-dense foods are going to lack the nutrients that your body needs for your health, okay? So by choosing the plant-based options, it's going to be lowering calorie density, and you're going to be fueling your body with the vital nutrients that we need for our well-being, right? I mean, so that alone is an absolutely excellent reason to put more plants onto our plate. And when you're eating like this, you're going to get full. You're not even thinking about counting all the things. You can add some fiber, some protein, and some healthy fats onto our plate, like some quinoa, some black beans, and some avocado, for example, right? And it's going to be nutrient rich. You're going to feel full. I mean, there's so many variations of things you could put together. So meal prep a whole bunch of food, place in your fridge, put some in your freezer so it's there for you, and take it out as you need it. Mix and match. Do some things right there and create, right? Just experiment with different combinations, right? Just so you don't get bored. So just thinking about these things, all right? So just meal prep. So a lot of times, sometimes what happens is you're hungry, right? Maybe you've been running around all day and all the things, and you're just like, I need to eat. So if you have things prepared, then you don't have to feel like, oh, I got to get takeout. Let me just grab some random thing. Let me grab these snacks or whatever it is. You know, we're human. Things happen. So just take the time, block it out, and just do what you got to do and have everything prepared. Things moving away. They're so much more simpler when you just do that. And it makes a really big difference, to be honest. It really does. And then for some snacks, you know, we could try some fresh fruit, some raw veggies, some hummus. I love me some hummus, okay? All kinds of hummus. You can make some hummus at home if you like. I mean, the other day I was talking to somebody, and so we talked about them incorporating more plants onto the plate, and it's been a few weeks, and they're seeing absolutely amazing results. So initially, they just wanted to lose weight, but also they are diabetic and have high blood pressure. And as they are gradually incorporating more plants onto their plate, they are seeing significant weight loss. And also their numbers are coming down, which is absolutely amazing. And they have increased energy. And now people are asking him how he did it, okay? That's when you know it's working, okay? When people be like, you look good. What did you do? So something as simple as that. So you see all the benefits of it. And that was out being overly restrictive, you know, just giving them options, just talking about it and working on some other things as well. But incorporate to that plant-based portion of it, just incorporating more, reducing the meat, fried foods, you know, because sometimes we are raised in a way that we are used to eating that way. So just taking that simple time to just make some changes, right? Just because as we are going to transform our life, transformations require what? Change, going inward, all right? And that's one of the components to that, all right? Especially when your health starts to improve. That's a win, okay? That's a win. I'm not just worrying about, I just want to lose weight to look good, even though you're going to look good, okay? You will. But just looking at the bigger picture, right? I want to live longer. I don't want to leave 20 years before my time. And it happens. It happens a lot. That's the society that we live in, the sad standard American diet. It just goes with itself. The fact that it's sad, But yes, he's so excited with his transformation thus far working together. This stuff makes me happy when I hear these stories, when I talk to somebody that I've been working with and they just have these wins to report back. It makes me feel good. They feel good. Okay. It's just wonderful. And on that, research has shown that incorporating a plant-based lifestyle can lead to significant improvements in your blood sugar control, insulin sensitivity, and the overall glycemic management by focus on whole, unprocessed plant foods, right? So this does not include vegan processed food, because process is process, whether it's coming from an animal or a plant at the end of the day, okay? So those are to be done in moderation, period. No matter how you eat, that's a given, so transition off of those as much as you can. Because we're going to naturally reduce our intake of refined carbohydrates and unhealthy fats whenever we're eating the whole unprocessed foods. And when we're nourishing our body with the high fiber foods, like, yes, the vegetables, the legumes, the whole grains, it's going to help stabilize our blood sugar levels, right? And this is to promote better diabetes management. And also reducing our blood pressure levels, right? Lowering the risk of cardiovascular disease. So if you have hypertension, this is wonderful to incorporate, okay? Consuming less sodium and unhealthy fats, which are a lot of times going to be found in your processed foods, in your animal-based foods. So instead, we're going to get the abundance of the potassium, magnesium, the fiber, all the things, right? Which are going to help relax our blood vessels and improve our blood flow, right? And just it's going to support our heart. Our hearts love us, and we have to love our hearts, really? Yes. Yes. And as I always say when I'm working with somebody, you do not have to eliminate all overnight, because that might be a little overwhelming. Some people do. They go all in and they just like be bam and they ready. But it's not required. You can take gradual steps if that's what works for you. Because I would rather there be gradual steps in instead of you doing all the things and being like, whoa, this is a lot. Sometimes our mindset has to catch up with us. But, you can gradually change it. So replacing meat with a plant-based protein. So bye to the chicken, okay? And let's get some tofu in there or just something, right? And it's going to have a significant impact on your health, on your weight management, all the things. And it's going to be okay if people are not on board in the beginning. You just keep showing up and you keep doing what you need to do for yourself. And they will come around at one point. And if anything, it doesn't matter who joins you or who doesn't. You do what you got to do for you and you lead the way. Okay? Because just like I was saying before, you might not be raised like that, raised in a certain manner. It doesn't mean that you cannot be the game changer for your family and break generational curses. And this is also something because people are quick to say, for example, heart disease runs in my family. But how about saying, I have family members that suffer from heart disease and I see people's health declining, but it's not going to happen to me. It's not going to come for me. It's not. And it's not going to get my family either because I'm changing the trajectory and writing a new chapter for all of us. I'm going to change and transform ancestral patterns. How about that? Put that out there instead of saying, I'm going to get it. Stop claiming it. Right? You can be the change maker. You can't. I get it. Change can be hard, but everything is hard, right? What do we tell our kids? I can do hard things. So that means we need to be able to do hard things too, right? And then once we get over that threshold or whatever that is with goals, right? It's just beautiful. It's amazing when you get to the other side. It's just this inner joy that's going to come. You start radiating throughout all the things. And it feels absolutely glamorous. There's that increased energy. There's all the things. Health is improving. weight is like, bam. Be like, oh, girl, let me get them heels, that dress. If you don't like heels, put on your kicks, whatever it is. What makes you feel sexy, right? But regardless, you should love yourself no matter how you look. But it's about your health, okay? Because we don't want to leave sooner than we're supposed to. We don't. Because our health is everything, right? Sending that love out there. That is self-love for sure, right? And with this, we still want to eat mindfully, right? Incorporating mindful eating into this plant-based lifestyle, because we still, I mean, it's something that I check myself. I'd be like, oh, I need to slow down, because if you eat too fast, you're probably full before you even know you're full. Then you're like stuffed. So we need to pay attention to our hunger cues, the feeling of our full. And in order to do that, you mean you got to eat mindfully, you know, pay attention to what's going on. Savor each bite. Did you make it? Did somebody else make it? How does it taste? What are the flavors? What are the layers of this food? How is it coming onto my palate? This is delicious, right? And this will help prevent overeating. Sometimes we're overeating because we're not paying attention, right? We're eating on our computer. We're eating at the TV, all the things, right? We're just trying to get it in there. Owing that to yourself because you deserve it, okay? Just giving yourself a healthy relationship with food. It's there to provide you with nutrients, glorious nutrients, right? And just think about what it went through to grow out of the ground, all the intricacies it took to develop that. So sitting down for your meals, taking the time to chew your food. You ever just like eating so fast, you're not actually chewing it. It's just going down. It's just going down. And be like, you look and be like, where my food go? Because you ate it all. Ate it all and you ate it quickly. Okay? So just being in the present moment. We're all guilty of that at one point or another. You know, but and once you start doing this regularly, it'll just become an ingrained habit, right? For the most point. You know, then sometimes, you know, you just be like, okay. And then you'll notice if you're not in that moment, then you're just, okay, I'm gonna check myself. Let me slow down a little bit. And that might mean planning it out. You know, if you have a busy day and you're just running around, and especially with the holidays, you know, sometimes it's just like madness right now. So just taking that time to do that. And also talking about treat day. I like to say treat day. I just don't say cheat day. Be honest with yourself on this here. Ask yourself, am I addicted to food in a way that if I eat this piece of cake, I will get triggered? Because if the answer is yes, then you don't need to do that when you're treating yourself on that day. Be honest with yourself. Just because there's this rule floating out there that you could do this and that on that particular day, if you know that this is not going to lead you down a path of wellness, then don't do it. And also, if you are partaking in this, still being mindful of what you are consuming, you know, so sometimes somebody will be treating themselves and you might have a consumption of so much stuff, it might derail all your work you've done for the week. So just paying attention to that, you know, and it doesn't have to be food, right? You could still do whatever that is that you're doing and eating in this manner, but maybe you want to buy some leggings, buy some athletic wear, right? Or, you know, do an activity, you know, be like, I'm going to take this money that I normally would spend out to dinner eating this, and I'm going to put it into my travel fund for me to do something extra. You know, I'm just thinking of examples and whatnot. But you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes on that particular meal, or you turn into a whole day extravaganza, like your Saturday day that you decide you're off, it turns into Thanksgiving. It's just like, no, just calm. You know, don't judge yourself if this happens. Just become aware of it. That's one of the first steps, right? Just becoming aware. Just don't turn it into a free-for-all is what I'm saying. Okay, just being mindful of what you're consuming. Be like, okay, if I'm going to have this piece of pie, if you can consume pie. Because then if you go into that spiral and you turn into a free-for-all, what happens? You might have feelings of guilt. You might feel stressed out. These feelings might coming over in you, and that's not what we want, right? And because we know that, of course, stress can take a toll on our mental and physical health. So see how everything's always connected. Everything is connected, right? And depending on what we eat, it also can exacerbate or alleviate stress. Okay, so also when we're eating plant-based, the antioxidants, the vitamins, the minerals, the reducing of the inflammation, supporting brain health, it boosts our mood, right? Because you've never been eating out of stress in your emotions and eating a bag of chips or cake or whatever it is and felt better, right? It doesn't happen, right? You go more into that cycle, okay? So that's also a thing there. But know that you have the power to transform your life through the choices that you make. This is with everything. Because if you're creating this business that you have, right, you could do that for your health because you are worth it and you deserve it. So what you can do is go ahead and get started by downloading this free resource. The link is down there in the show notes. It's called Mindful Worksheets, where it's a mindfulness planner and a journal for you. So I hope you received the message that you were supposed to receive today from this episode. And don't forget to share this. Until next time.
Goodbye, guys. Thank you for listening to my mom's podcast. Leave a 5-star review.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode and are feeling empowered in your journey towards a thriving well-being. Also, share this episode to someone you know this will bless, as that's how we spread the message. And don't forget just to take 30 seconds to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts by scrolling down the show page and clicking write a review, because it also helps us grow. I appreciate you taking the time to show us support.